The last fundraising that Finergo did was in September 21, and Insight were brought out and Bridgepoint came in, and that came in on a valuation of 1.21 billion. Can I say that again?
Please do, for the people not listening at home or driving their cars going, wait, what?
1.21 billion. I only know one way, and that's to go hard. I don't know any other way. I don't know any other scaled business can do it without going hard. What does hard mean? It means long days, long nights. It means weekends, all of that. Being an entrepreneur in many ways is a lifestyle choice. And the choice is that you don't have a lifestyle until you get that business to a particular place when you can, you know, start paying yourself a decent amount of money, start enjoying the fruits of it, etc. Some people think that comes fast. I never experienced that.
John, welcome to the pod.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. If I had a euro for every time your name was mentioned about, do you know who you should get? And I got you.
Well, listen, if you give me 50% of that euro, we'll get more people in here. Don't worry about it.
There's always a deal to be done.
Always a deal.
How are you keeping?
I'm really good. Yeah, really good. Yeah. In a good place. I'm enjoying what I'm doing most of the time. I'm in a good place.
What are you doing?
So, 3.5 years ago, I stepped out of my role as CEO in Ergo. I've been doing that for 28 years and still had a huge amount of energy and grow for it. But I felt if the business was going to continue to develop at a pace, that probably needed a new lens. And I talk a lot to CEOs about having the right people on the pitch and sometimes having to change out the people. So I changed myself out. And I swapped roles with our chair, Paul McCann, the ex-managing partner of Grant Thornton. He'd been our chair for 8 years, so he knew the business, not necessarily the market, but he's a great, a super networker. And he